This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, anybody with some church-related experience hears the word benediction. They probably most of the time think of the end of a service where the minister or the priest who's ever presiding pronounces a benediction at the end of the service, but it really means blessing. That's all it means. It's a blessing or invocation of God's blessing. I use it in the sense this week of a closing word, a benediction on someone's life, namely the Apostle Paul. That's what we study all this week, 2 Timothy 4. 6-8, where Paul said, I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. He knows that he's going to die. These are the final words, 70 words that he shares with a young minister named Timothy, a benediction on his life. Let's continue with verse 7. Verse 7 is interesting in the analogies he uses. He uses athletic and strength to talk about, I have fought the good fight, I finished the race, I have kept the faith. Listen to those again. I have fought the good fight. Boxing reference, I think, in terms of athletics. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I was interested in that phrase, keeping the faith. And one commentator said this, keeping the faith doesn't mean you just hold it and you believe it and yeah, I acknowledge it. You keep the faith. Get this. This is important. You keep the faith in order to transfer it to somebody else. Those of you fathers that are into athletics, you're interested in a transference of athletic ability to your son or daughter. Those of you that maybe were more on the educational side of things, you want to transfer that knowledge to them. You want to transfer life skills, money skills, how to handle money. You want to transfer morality, just basic morality, and that's good. But it never occurs to some parents that my keeping the faith means transferring a faith, a living, breathing faith, from my life into theirs. Isn't that important to you? That you can transfer your faith that you've kept to them in some shape or fashion? The sad thing is that there are parents in 2015 who are big on transferring information so they understand the computer and they understand soccer and they understand this sport and they understand this language course and they're involved in this and that. But they don't know the God who made them. And they don't know the Christ who died for them. It's a tragedy. It really is a tragedy. Verse 8, Paul said, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. I want to go back to 2 Corinthians 5 that I read at every funeral. People seem to appreciate when I read 2 Corinthians 5 that we have a permanent dwelling because that's comforting to people, especially if their loved one is the one we're remembering. But there's a passage out of that scripture that I honestly and truly see people wince in 2 Corinthians 5. I don't read it for this reason, but I've seen people kind of twinge. Do you know what the verse says? For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And there's a twinge with some people. You mean I've got to stand before Christ? Yeah, so do I. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for what we've done in this body. Does that give anybody pause? It does me. Am I the only one that's concerned about that? Why? I know what I've done. You know what you've done. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And here's what I'm going to say to you. You will either stand there with Christ only as your judge, or you'll stand before him as not only your judge, but as your advocate.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.